Hello, I'm John Harbin, and Elaine Smith is with me to help read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Elaine will start us off with Information Desk.
Thank you, Mr. Alan Brownlee, for your comments on Just Talk. We will pass on your note to Alison Aplin and Tim Edwards, who are in charge of that recording. Mrs. Margaret Hare, we are very sorry that your memory stick fell apart. Unfortunately, it does happen sometimes, but please do not worry about it. Our memory sticks do get a lot of use. We will send you a memory stick of last week's recording in this week's wallet. You will therefore have two memory sticks in this week's wallet.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk that are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573000 extension 341 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
The Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Fridays of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. when it either holds indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over tea or coffee, or outdoor meetings that are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are for the indoor event on Friday the 5th of June and for outdoor Friday the 19th of June. Numbers are low at the moment, so they would love some more interest. You do not need a camera, a mobile phone will do, so please do pop along.
Choir sessions. Do you love music? Ever wanted to sing in a choir and discover the joy of singing together? Then come along to the Vision Norfolk Choir Sessions. No prior singing experience needed. This is your chance to explore your voice, meet new people, and be part of something joyful. The next session will be on Monday the 8th of June, 10:30 to 12 o'clock noon.
The Norwich Audio Book Club. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please contact Mark or Helen. Meetings are held on the second Monday of each month between 1:30 and 3 p.m. and audiobooks are loaned out every month free of charge by Calibre Audio Library. The next meeting is on Monday the 8th of June.
Join us for an evening of musical entertainment with Tats Buskers Acoustic Tunes Session on Tuesday the 9th of June. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. with music starting at 7 p.m. and finishing around 8:30 p.m. There will be a raffle and time to chat and mingle during the evening, and do bring along a picnic and drinks. Suggested donation is £5 per person, and as we are trying to get an idea of numbers, if you're thinking of coming, please let us know.
The Norwich Macula Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 1:30 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. Liquid refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Barry Marrable on 01603 409 307. The next meeting will be on Friday, the 12th of June.
Glaucoma sessions. Are you suffering from glaucoma? If so, why not come along to our self-help and information group? The intention is to have discussions about the eye condition and share people's experiences on how they go about trying to live as normal a life as possible. There will be talks from eye specialists from the eye clinics, from Glaucoma UK and other interesting speakers. The sessions are held at the Norwich Hub on the 2nd of February, on the second Friday of the month, between 2 to 3:30 p.m. Please contact Mark or Helen for more information. The next session is Friday, 12th of June.
And in case you missed them, here are Vision Norfolk's contact details again. You can ring Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
And now for this week's care tip, the hidden cost of incontinence care, a UK postcode lottery. An estimated 14 million people in the UK are living with incontinence, yet many families assume that essential continence products will automatically be provided free of charge by the NHS. The reality is very different. While the government provides guidance, it is local integrated care boards, or ICBs, that decide what products are available and how many can be supplied. In practice, this means access often depends on where you live, a true postcode lottery. For example, one NHS Foundation Trust limits supply to 3 pads per 24 hours. Another allows 4 pads plus 1 pull-up product per day. Some trusts do not provide pull-up products at all. Any additional products must usually be paid for by the individual or their family. What to do if a family member needs continence products? Step 1. Speak to your GP. Your GP can explain what continence service and products are available locally through the NHS. Step 2. Request a continence assessment. This can usually be arranged through your GP or carried out by a district nurse if one is already involved in care. Products cannot normally be prescribed without an assessment. Step 3. Understand NHS eligibility. People with mild incontinence are generally not eligible for NHS continence products. Step 4. Check whether you can reclaim VAT. If products are bought privately, some people may be able to reclaim VAT if they receive benefits such as attendance allowance, disability living allowance or DLA, or personal independence payments or PIP. There are charities and support organisations which offer further advice and information for families navigating continence care. Simply Google for information about continence support.
And that's all for Information Desk this week.